On the morning of the 2nd of November in the year 95, my friend was visited by a Miss Evelyn Chenery, a small, brisk woman of perhaps 30, who placed before him a problem that occupied us throughout the day and into a wet, cold, and disagreeable night. Miss Chenery was the sole secretary and amanuensis of her uncle, Mr. Edgar Chenery, a solicitor of long standing in Gray's Inn. On the previous Thursday morning, her uncle had not appeared at his chambers. He had, by his clerk's account, left his lodgings in Doughty Street at 9:15. He had taken his usual route along the Gray's Inn Road, but the porter at the gate had not seen him pass. By midday, Miss Chenery had been at the police station. By the evening, Inspector Hopkins, who, as the reader may know, had become a frequent caller at our rooms in matters of unusual interest, was at the door of Holmes himself. The matter had taken a darker turn at noon on Friday, when a brief letter, in Mr. Chenery's hand and posted from a continental address, had been delivered to the Chenery offices. "Necessity has compelled me to leave London. I shall communicate further when circumstances permit. Trust no one. E.C." The hand was Chenery's own, and yet, Miss Chenery insisted, and Hopkins agreed, the letter rang false. Holmes took up the letter, weighed it on his palm, and slowly began to smile. "Allow me, then, to set out the persons, the evidence, and the testimony as they stood before us. First, the suspects. Mr. Walter Daintree, junior partner, Chenery's chambers. A capable, ambitious young man of 33, who had been Chenery's junior for 7 years and, by Chenery's own private account to his niece, was to be made full partner at the new year. He had been present at the chambers on the Thursday morning at his usual hour and had remained there throughout the day. Mr. Henry Pine, senior clerk, 22 years in the chambers. A man of 55, of unimpeachable probity. He had been at his desk at the chambers from 9:15 on the Thursday and had been the first to remark Mr. Chenery's absence. Mrs. Annie Catlin, Chenery's housekeeper at Doughty Street, 8 years. A widow of 40, brisk and affectionate towards her employer. She had served Chenery his breakfast at 8:30 on the Thursday and had seen him out at the door at 9:15, as he had himself stated to his clerk by the previous evening. Captain James Chenery, Mr. Chenery's brother, retired Indian Army, of Eastbourne. A florid, choleric gentleman of 60, with whom Mr. Chenery had been on indifferent terms since a dispute over their late father's will some 6 years earlier. He had come up to London on the Wednesday evening on business of his own, lodging at the Charing Cross Hotel. Mr. Quentin Loft, an old client of Mr. Chenery, a stockbroker of Cornhill. A nervous, sandy-haired man of 48, in some present financial difficulty. He had had an appointment with Mr. Chenery at 10:00 on the Thursday morning, which appointment had not, in the event, taken place. Now to the evidence. The handwriting of the letter. The letter purporting to be from Mr. Chenery and posted from Calais was undoubtedly in his hand, but Holmes, after long examination under his lens, drew our attention to the formation of the lowercase e. Mr. Chenery's habit, throughout his correspondence as preserved in the chamber's files, was to close the loop of the e with a small, definite return of the pen above the line. The letter from Calais closed the e below the line, a small but unmistakable difference, repeated 47 times in the body of the letter. Captain Chenery's hotel bill. The Charing Cross Hotel's bill, in the captain's name, ran from Wednesday evening to Friday morning. The hotel page boy reported the captain absent from his room throughout the day on Thursday, a fact confirmed by the chambermaid, who had been able to do the room only at 5 p.m. The will dispute. The brothers had quarrelled 6 years earlier over their late father's will, the captain having received a smaller portion than he believed himself entitled to. The matter had been argued in Chancery and decided in Mr. Edgar Chenery's favour. The two had not spoken since. Loft's appointment. Mr. Loft had had an appointment with Chenery for 10:00 on the Thursday morning, the matter being a deed of settlement on a property in Hampstead. Loft had arrived at the chambers at 9:55, had been told by Pine that Mr. Chenery had not arrived, and had remained until 11 before leaving in some annoyance. Daintree's prospects. Daintree was, on the partnership question, undoubtedly to benefit by the change at the new year. The partnership documents, drawn up in Chenery's own hand the previous month, were in the office safe. The Calais postmark. The letter bore the postmark of Calais, dated the Thursday afternoon. The continental boat train from Charing Cross departs at 11 and reaches Calais by way of Dover by mid-afternoon. The cabman's account. A cab driver named Mullins came forward, on the public reading of the affair in the evening papers, to say that he had taken a fare answering Mr. Chenery's description from the corner of Doughty Street to a small public house in Theobald's Road on the Thursday morning, between 9:30 and 10. The fare had paid him a shilling and entered the public house. Mullins had not seen him come out. Mrs. Catlin's morning. The housekeeper recalled that on the Thursday morning Mr. Chenery had received, by the second post, a brief note in a hand she did not recognize. He had read it with some agitation and had taken it with him when he left. And to the statements taken. Miss Evelyn Chenery, niece, the client, says, "My uncle has not in his life been to the continent. The letter is in his hand, but I tell you, Mr. Holmes, I do not believe he wrote it." Mr. Henry Pine, senior clerk, says, "In 22 years I have known Mr. Chenery to miss his chambers but twice, and on each occasion he had wired me before 9. There was no wire on the Thursday." John Mullins, cab driver, says, "I'm certain it was him from the description. He had a small dispatch case and a worried look. He paid me at the door of the public house and went in. I saw him no more." Captain James Chenery, the brother, says, "I had not seen my brother in 6 years. I came to London on my own business. I knew nothing of his absence until the inspector called upon me on the Friday afternoon at the Charing Cross. That is the ground. Make of it what you will, before Holmes makes of it what he must."